kids at school have been getting their hands stamped when their parents aren't able to keep lunch accounts current and told to give their parents a friendly reminder to pay up. In most cases, schools will refrain from feeding kids, and teachers are compensating for hungry, moody kids by keeping snacks in their desks. In Salem, the Oregon House of Representatives has unanimously passed a no-lunch-shaming bill that prohibits school practices that have been singling out students whose lunch accounts lapse. I spoke to one student who's experienced this firsthand. Full disclosure, he's my kid. Thanks for taking time out of your afternoon to do this. I know you've got a lot of schoolwork. So have you ever not gotten to eat lunch at school?
Actually, multiple times.
How many times have you gone without lunch when the account hasn't been current or a payment didn't roll over?
Probably about 15 times.
What happens when that happens?
They usually tell me go pay next time, and they usually just tell me to go away, and then that's it.
Have you ever, does that mean you've ever been a few times where you don't eat and you have to, do you go to a teacher and get food, or how does that work? Or they just leave you all day long without food?
Teachers don't give you any food. Basically, my friends, if I go without food, they will give me food. They will share some of their lunch with me.
You guys are crowdsourcing lunch then together?
Yeah, not the teachers and most adults, just the kids though.
Wow, it's really something in the age of GoFundMe, where kids are having to community source food to eat lunch. So is it a lunch person, lunch lady, that they tell you, remind your parents to pay? And
yeah, they said that multiple times.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I have no feeling about that, actually.
You don't feel embarrassed or like just probably more irritated that you don't get to eat?
Well, honestly, I don't care whether I eat or not, but I know I actually should eat.
Gotcha. Have you ever had trouble studying because you got hangry? That popular term, hangry?
Multiple times, but I try to push through.
You try to push through. All right. Has anybody, forgive me if I've already asked this, stamped your hand when you haven't been able to pay money?
My school doesn't do that.
So just for the record, so how many times have teachers given you snacks in the last year when your friends aren't able to completely crowdsource you a meal?
Zero. That was before I didn't have any money to pay for lunch. And that was usually after school.
Oh, after school. Okay.
Yeah. Usually before or after school. So.
Okay. Well, the Oregon House legislature just passed this bill that now makes it illegal for schools to make you collect payment from parents. It makes it illegal to stamp your hand and make everybody know that you are missing out on lunch, and makes it so that you have to eat. Does that make you feel better about the next year going forward?
Definitely, actually, because it's not fun having to starve because you can't have lunch or any sorts of meal at school.
Right. Do you think everybody has a right to eat?
Indeed. I mean, everybody has to eat to live,
right?
To learn, to actually proceed and be successful on their tests. So, yes.
Great. So now that you know you're going to be able to eat and not be shamed for it next year, do you think you'll get better grades?
Yes.
Do you think you'll be able to socialize better?
Yes, definitely.
Great. Thank you again. I'll let you get back to your busy afternoon. Onwards and upwards.
All right.